All right. So, hello. How are you doing today?
I am well. Thank you so much for asking.
Awesome.
Appreciating the rising. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Khadija.
Oh.
There's almost nothing that I don't do. I have
Yes.
experienced almost everything in the world. What I don't have experience in, I'm probably just not interested in it yet. If it comes across my nose, I'm sure that I can master it. So, yeah, I think that's enough about me.
I like that about
Thank
you. Very,
you.
very resourceful. Very resourceful. Yeah, that's what's up. You're the type of person that made me want to step my game up. You're like, yo, she be doing this. Let me go learn how to do this real quick. Oh, I like
Okay, and it'd be the real quick for me because if it takes too
that.
long, took a little bit too long. I had to spend too much money. My return, yeah, I'm not sure.
Right. That
But
attention
baby, listen,
span. Ooh.
if I can get it real quick and master it real fast, make a bunch of money real quick. Okay, let's go. That's what it's about. Like, I'm really no longer into working extremely hard for $1. I'm really more so into working less for more. So,
Man,
my goal right now, I'm trying to live.
how long you been working?
Who undocumented my whole entire life. Officially, since I was 18, I got my first official running through the paycheck job at TJ Maxx when I was 18. But I have technically been working since I was like six. I started learning to braid hair at that age. I was already learning to like cook and clean. So doing stuff around the house, I was already doing. When I got of like 10 and 11, started braiding hair in the neighborhood, doing my homegirl's hair, doing my mama friend's hair. This was back in the day when you put the weave in the microwave, honey. I had it down pat. Okay. Babysitting, girl, I used to draw shoes. I used to
No.
think that I wanted to be a designer. I did that. Then when I was about 13, 14, I started working in a church. Girl, I used to MC the church anniversaries and Wednesday night Bible studies. I literally was a Sunday school teacher. I
Oh, wow.
mean, whatever, almost whatever position you could have in a church, I had, other than like the trustee or the nurses guild or something like that.
Right.
But if they could make it a junior position, I worked it and I was head of that department. So I'm tired. I don't want to work no more.
Okay. Go get it at the finest.
Okay.
I think I just said that the other day too. I've been working since I was 15. Like, bro, I'm kind of tired now. Shoot. I'm exhausted. I don't want to work too hard. I don't want to work too
I mean, we know how our ancestors got these enslaved days, but baby, I don't think it could have been me. I'm sure I would have died early.
Me too. Me too.
And it would have been my fault, sir. You know what? F this. I ain't got time. Where is Harriet?
Want to do this. I don't want to do
Somebody send Harriet my way real fast because baby took me up north. I want to sleep in. Ooh.
Baby, listen.
I want to eat what they eating. I'm tired of cooking it and not eating none.
And not eating a child. They white people don't even understand hard work now.
Babe,
And
I want to live on my.
they be quitting jobs so quick. These babies, these new generation babies, they listen. I
I
want
love that
to.
for them
Me
because,
too.
honey, I used to feel like, no, I can't quit this job. I gotta stay here. Oh my gosh, like, oh, this is the best thing I can have. And baby, I was the best thing they could have. Every time I was training people and working overtime, and I was the most reliable employee, but yet I didn't receive the proper compensation or the title to match all of that. So I love that for these new kids. Please keep it up. Know your worth. Enhance that. Make the job work for you, baby. Please.
For real, that is so true. Because I was the queen of quitting jobs. I ain't even gonna front. I'd be like, listen, this ain't for me. I'm about to quit. And I find me another one in like, it'd be like 2 weeks, maybe a month, depending on what it was. I just couldn't do it. So I definitely like this for them.
No, girl, I ain't quitting no job. I make them fire me, though.
You said what? You make them fire you?
Mm-hmm. I ain't quitting, but you're going to fire me, though. Mm-mm. I ain't quitting no job.
Yeah, unemployment.
Period. Got locked in some change. That was the hustle. So I'm got to come in while I'm waiting on something else.
Yeah,
even though I know I'm doing something on the side, regardless of what that is. But still, that ain't none of y'all business.
Girl, that is too funny. So the title of the podcast episode is Life Do Be Lifing Sometimes. Because in the day that we're living in, life really just be lifing. Like, it really do. It really, really do.
Oh, honey, as a mother, an entrepreneur, employee, whatever else you want to title me, life definitely be lifing for me. And kind of some days I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to give up. But then my whole being is like, girl, could be a punk and go ahead.
And go do it. Yep. So you're a new mom. Well, not really like a new mom because you have a child, but it's like starting over. How did you feel about that when you found out that you were starting over?
Wow. So you're just going to jump right into that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am going to say to your verbiage as a new mom, I literally feel like a new mom. I feel like this is like my first time because, one, my older child is 14. He'll be 15 on the 1st.
Right.
But outside of the age gap between the two, I feel like I am a new mom because I have experienced so much life. I've gone through so many different journeys. I've released my old self over and over and over again since the last time that I gave birth that I am actually a new person. I am a new being. So I am a new mom, essentially, because I'm not the same person that I was when I had my son 15 years ago.
That's dope. I like that.
And the realization of it is like, oh my gosh, I never wanted a daughter. Now I have a daughter and I'm stoked about it. Like, wow, I have a mini me. My daughter just be looking at me. Oh my gosh, she's so pretty. I just want to brush her hair and she ain't got no hair. Like, I want to do everything with her. Like, that is my best friend. And if you know me, you know my son has always been my best friend. So now I got two best friends and then their best friends together without me, that's like cringy because I trip both of them. But
what?
Okay, because why y'all want to leave me out? I don't care if y'all screw them.
They got to have their little bond too.
Okay, I understand, but don't leave me out. Okay, because now I feel like y'all want to gang up on me and I will trip y'all.
Is you plotting on me?
Okay, because sometimes I'd be like, what y'all talking about? And it's crazy because, again, my daughter is not even 3 months yet. She'll be 3 months on March 1st on my son's birthday.
Aww.
She'll be 15. She literally makes this screeching noise that we all understand is how she calls him. Because when he appears, she's satisfied. The noise goes away. And then her whole mood is like, ah, there's my brother.
Aww.
And then also one day he just started appearing when she make the noise. And I'm like, is she calling you? And he's like, yeah, that's my name. What? Like, I have not experienced that ever in life. But okay, go off the both of y'all.
World.
It is a beautiful thing to see and experience. Like, I'm literally now taking the time out to be present in parenting.
Yeah,
I'm taking the time out to be present to learn their characters individually and together, which is why the whole "how did you know she was calling you" thing is absurd. So being a new mom, as in a new me, is absolutely amazing, and I'm just proud of the woman that I am to even be at this point. My level of patience is like 3 miles long, whereas before, you know, I was like that crazy mom, like, no, sit down, shut up, leave me alone, I don't want to hear it, no noise. Like, it was bizarre. Like, who, girl, what are you talking about? That's a child. And at this point in life, they don't even really know what these directions are. You haven't even broke it down to them. You told that boy to go sit down and shut up. He literally sat down in the middle of the kitchen. He didn't find a chair. Not saying that my friend
where you told him to shut up at and sit down at right there. That is too funny.
It was just, I'm just there now where I'm just present, and then I can also give better instructions. I can give better advice. I can better guide my babies. And to me, that's like the vet. Like, girl, that is vet. You can really guide these people and they can be somebody, because
that part.
Almost the daddy. Like, boy, if you don't. Girl, he almost did. He knows her forward and backwards. There's not much I need to tell him when it comes to being able to take care of her. Mm-hmm. And then they already have developed the sibling bond, which makes it like even cuter, because she has no problem with spending time with him and just sitting there, being in his arms while he plays his video games and watch YouTube. She just adjusts to it. There's like not, she's not fussy or anything, trying to do other stuff. She's just really in that moment with him. So I think that also helps him adjust. And then we all just still do everything together. Like we're just a very much intertwined family. So
that's what's up.
It's been a beautiful transition.
I love that for you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'm encouraging everybody. I sprinkled some pregnancy dust on some people
last year. No, ma'am.
Did you touch it? You didn't?
I'm good. You don't got to send that my way. You good.
Okay.
Bring it in somebody else's way.
Girl, listen, when I did it, right, it was just a simple Facebook post. Somebody else shared it and I shared it. Girl, my inbox is like 4 people. Girl, I'm pregnant. I was like, what?
I'm glad I missed that post.
Yeah. And I need to follow back up, because these women should be about 2 and 3 months now. I think one of them had a miscarriage, which very, very unfortunate. I also am a person who has also lost a child in a manner similar to that. So my heart goes out to any woman that wanted a child, attempted to have a child, got a positive pregnancy test, and then were not able to take their baby home at whatever stage they were at. And some of those women are like, girl, the morning sickness, what can I do? I'm like, okay, cool, this is what I did. Make sure you keep a pocket full of peppermints, please.
Right.
Drink plenty of water, and when you sleep, you go to sleep, okay?
The whole dry mouth.
Very much to dry mouth. Also, if you are in the state of North Carolina and you're listening to this podcast, know and understand that there is a new law that supports pregnant mothers and also postpartum pregnancy. Get up on those laws. Your job can't tell you to do so much like they used to. They have to make certain accommodations for you. Of course, it says, quote unquote, within reason, but as a woman that's developing another human being, there's really not too many things that's not within reason for you to be able to do that.
That's what's up. Okay, North Carolina?
Yes, I don't know about any other states, but I'm in North Carolina, and I looked that one up.
That's what's up. They need to have enforced those type of laws everywhere, because you're literally carrying a human person in your body. Like, what? You want me to do what? You want me to do what? No, I'm not doing nothing. I'm good. Mm-mm. I think if I ever got pregnant again, this time I might be like, nope, I'm not doing nothing. Not a thing.
And I agree with that. Again, you're formulating, creating, making a human. You're not just carrying it. Like,
right.
I think we forget the most important part is that child has to literally develop inside of you. Scientists create things in beakers, and they are so careful carrying their beakers. They're so careful to nourish whatever that thing is on the inside, but yet we forget to do the same with women that are literally doing the same thing with other humans. Like, it's bizarre to me. So I too had to change my mindset, because like you said, I'm carrying a baby. But I think that simplifies the process of what's actually going on. And if we can really acknowledge it for exactly what it is, we can have a little bit more sympathy. Empathy for women when they have these minor complaints. Oh, my head hurt. My feet hurt. I need to sit down. I'm thirsty. I mean, one time I almost passed out going to the doctor. Come to find out, I had gestational diabetes and I wasn't aware. So therefore, my eating habits weren't the same. I should have been eating more protein. I should have been eating more often. And that was an issue because I wasn't hungry. So I'm thinking, I'm not hungry. Me and baby are okay. My hunger sensor went away. It turned into a headache or something. And I'm just like, wait, what is this? Like, wrong signal. Give me something else. I did not have your normal hungry signals, and I had to relearn myself in order to be able to take care of me better during the process. And every pregnancy is different.
Right.
It's different at every age, every stage, every gender. It does not matter from you to me, girl. And I've been pregnant 3 times, even though I have 2 children, and neither one of those pregnancies were remotely the same at all.
Wow.
I even told myself, like, don't even expect anything. Just kind of go with it for what exactly it is.
What it is, yeah.
Enjoy the journey. I didn't rush it. Okay, we're on day 1, day 2. I read up on, like, every week. Mm-hmm. So that way I could educate myself on things, look for certain things to expect. Because, girl, it's been 15 years. I don't know. And again,
things have changed.
Yes, and again, every pregnancy is different. What I went through with my 2 boys, I didn't go through with my daughter. What I went through with my first son, I didn't go through with my second son. What I went through with both of them, I didn't go through with my daughter at all. And then there were things that were very much exactly the same, and it was just like, okay, maybe it's a me thing. These are definitely my kids.
I agree with you on that, because both of my pregnancies were not the same. Like, with my daughter, I was sick. Like, everything I smelled, every time I ate something, that heifer just made me throw it right back up. Like, it was horrible the whole pregnancy. And she was so active in my stomach. Like, I used to be like, girl, can you just calm down? But with my son, it was real easy peasy. Like, I didn't even know I was pregnant with him until I was 5 months pregnant. So that's bad. Wow. Right. So, but he was easy. Like, it wasn't nothing to it. He was cool. He was chilling. And he came out straight. I didn't have an epidural with him or nothing. He came out. It was an easy pregnancy with him. But her, man, listen, it was just, I was traumatized. I was like, man, this is too much.
But I'll tell you one thing that I feel is imprinted into both of my kids' character, is that they were definitely sent to the world to come head first and running. Like, they both were early. They don't have any developmental issues. They are both ahead in advance of everything. They were, you know, my son was exactly 2 months early in gestation.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was exactly 1 month early in gestation.
Mm-hmm.
They're both born on the first. And, you know, y'all might not believe in numerology and astrology and all of that, but If the moon can control the ocean, I'm sure that's something to do with us too. Okay.
Of course. Right.
These kids they definitely meet the expectations of being the first or running head first, being on top of things. My daughter's almost crawling already. I called her on the fours the other day.
Oh.
Like, you're not 3 months yet. Sit down.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I'm telling her all the time, like, bro, I wanted a baby. I didn't want no old woman. Chill out.
That's crazy.
And you know my son, you know how old he is.
That's an old man.
Well, right. His level of maturity, I should say.
Nah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. He's definitely mature for his age.
Right, I don't know. And then he wants to be my daddy, and she wants to be my mama already. So
I mean, that's gonna happen. Believe that. It's gonna happen. Mine's act like they my mama and daddy too. So, you know. They 13 and 14. And I'm just like, listen, y'all gonna leave me alone.
Find somebody else to do it.
Yeah. Find somebody else to do it. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Gone somewhere. I'm the parent. Gone somewhere. Move around. Cause they definitely trying to tell me what to do sometimes. My daughter told me that I needed. I was telling her about, like, I said something about dating or something like that. She gonna tell me, Mom, I think you should just focus on yourself.
Period. That's my boo.
I said, wait, what? And then my son gonna say, he want me to get a boyfriend. I was like, why do you want me to get a boyfriend? He was like, Mom, I just want you to go date and get a boyfriend. I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, son. He said, let me get out of my first child.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm good. Because if he do me wrong, then you're going to try to hurt him. So I'm good, son. It's okay. For real.
But then it's amazing that he wants you to feel loved on a romantic level. Like, that yeah. also speaks volumes as to how he wants to take care of his mom.
Yep. And I agree with you on that one. Definitely agree with you on that one.
Yeah, for a long time, Amari was like, yo, boyfriend, I don't care. If you got a boyfriend, don't bring him home. I don't want to meet him. That nigga ain't nothing but my boyfriend.
I don't want to know that nigga.
That nigga's my mom's boyfriend. I don't need to meet him. And I was like, excuse me, you are talking to your mother? Like, yeah, nah.
Nah, I'm good. Mm-mm. I guess it'd be like that sometimes, though.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like that. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Like, I mean, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Like, he say he don't want to meet him, so shoot. All right. You ain't gotta meet him. Man, these kids these days, though, they make you think. I know mine do, for sure. Where is the baby?
She's with her brother.
Oh.
He's keeping her company until we finish.
I want to see her cry. When you going? You got to send me a video.
I'm getting ready.
You said what? Uh-oh, did I lose you?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, I said she's already flipping over. Like, where are you going, ma'am? Mm-hmm.
I know where she's going.
I think you're supposed to do that right now. But maybe you are. Who knows, I guess. Do what you want to do.
She is really trying to crawl. And you say she's not even 3 months yet.
Mm-mm.
Girl.
And that was last week.
Baby, you got 18 years. It's going to be a beautiful journey.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You should be. You should be. You very much should be. I'm sad because I got like 3 or 4 more years of mine. They talking about going to college and leaving and stuff. I'm like, bruh, that's like in four or five more years. Like,
okay, so literally I have one going to college and one going to kindergarten at the same time.
Bless like, your heart.
Right, like, what is this? Right.
Mm-hmm. That's going to keep you young. She's going to keep you young, for real.
Okay, and if I don't stay young, My brother's old enough to stay on her behind, so
there you go.
I think that was perfect timing on accident.
I like that. Perfect timing on accident. I like that. Because that's probably what it was. It was perfect timing. Yeah, it just happened on accident.
I mean, I truly believe that, you know, the powers that be know exactly what they're doing and who to do it for. Like I said earlier, I went through a lot of different recreations of myself. And this current self was just perfect for the job.
You said you went through a lot of recreations. How did that work out for you?
Oh, girl, listen, I'm going to tell you, sometimes I was crazy. Sometimes I was crying. Sometimes I was broke. Sometimes I was really paid. Sometimes I was a nigga in the street. And a lot of people don't like to admit it, but baby, sometimes I was a city girl and I was busting it open and doing whatever I wanted to do. It is what it is.
It's what it is.
Through different phases. Of course, safely, and also actually probably way more moderately than I made that sound, but for me and what was normal to me, that's how extreme I perceived it. But no, it was probably just like, you know, opening up more, experiencing more, doing things that I wouldn't have normally done.
Right.
Just experiencing different levels of relationships, friends with benefits, actual boyfriends, engagements. You know what, sir, you're a secret, or, you know, stuff like that. And all of those different things make me who I am now. It also allowed me to see what I liked and didn't like, right, what I wanted to take with me and what I wanted to let go. Sometimes I hurt myself even when I thought that other people did. When I realized, like, you allowed it, and if you didn't allow it, it couldn't have happened.
Wouldn't happen. Yep.
And now that it has happened, what do you do with it? But it was more so like you get over it, and not get over it in a sense of you just simply forget it. But you, one, you go through that scenario, you determine your likes, your dislikes, what to keep, what not to keep, the lesson in the situation. And then you learn how to apply that to your future self.
Mm.
And that was the get over it for me. Like, okay, well, now that I understand what I did, why I did it, how I got here, how it hurt, how it didn't hurt. You know what? The pros outweigh the cons, so I ain't mad about it. Or there were so many cons, I'm definitely not going to do that ever again. Like, I know red flags now. Never, ever, never, ever.
My goodness. Red flag collection.
Okay. And then it was like, you know what? The situation wasn't so big, bad of a problem, but the red flag and how I felt when it happened, I don't want that feeling again. So
I don't want that feeling again.
Now I know that I don't like that.
That's called like growth and maturity.
Yeah, man. I mean, and it ain't always pretty.
It definitely ain't.
It ain't always pretty. And we're always talking about the healing journey. The healing journey. Yes, it's a journey. It's definitely a journey. It's no different than taking a road trip. The road trip ain't always cute. You gotta stop and get gas sometimes.
Always. It ain't. Yeah, it's not pretty.
You gotta ride through the country sometimes. You don't always be in Atlanta.
Yo, you silly. Listen, they don't understand. I be trying to tell people, like, listen, it ain't all peaches and cream, baby.
Mm-mm. But understanding where you want to go helps you in that journey.
Right.
It gives you your why. It allows you to continue that journey, even when you feel like you're off the path.
Okay. Okay.
Because sometimes the journey itself becomes the distraction.
Okay, you just dropped the bomb on me. Okay. Yeah. I can see that.
You know, I so bad want to heal. And instead of actually healing and going through the process, you're skipping over steps. And, well, I thought I was, if I would heal. If I worked out, I would heal. No, you got to go through all the steps. You don't just work out today and lose 20 pounds tomorrow.
It's a process. I like how you put that, though. But that is true. It'd be a distraction. We'd be too busy trying to get on down the road. We just missed all of that. That makes sense. I like how you put that, though. I've never thought of it like that. Dang. I wonder if I did that. I'm pretty sure I have before. I ain't even going for it. I think I have before. Missed all the stuff. And that makes sense, though, because it was a lesson I ended up having to learn again and end up going through it again in a relationship with somebody else, as I missed it in the first one. And I wasn't healing. Okay. She up here schooling, folks. I like that. So, oh, she left. Hold on.
Lord have mercy. You start doing stuff that don't make sense because you can only do things that make sense right away.
Right.
And right when I was thinking, like, let me put my phone on the charger, my son brings me the baby, and he's like, she's hungry. You need to feed her. Sneak and put the baby on while we're doing the podcast or whatever, so she's not interrupting, and then boom, phone dies. I am sorry, everybody. Work with me now.
It happens. Things happen. It's okay. It is all good.
Okay. Well, thank you for accepting that for me, especially being a mom that only breastfeeds.
Okay. I couldn't do it. Shout out to you.
Okay, girl, listen, that journey I was telling you about, okay?
I couldn't do it with neither one of the kids. My daughter, as soon as I got out the hospital, I'm like, listen, I'm ready to, I'm sorry. It's going to make me sound like a bad parent or a bad person, but as soon as I had that baby, I was ready to smoke me a joint. Like, listen.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't breastfeed. And then my son didn't want to latch on. I was like, I don't got the patience for this. I did not. I think now, if I was to have a baby now, I know things different. I would be able to do things different now than what I did last, you know, back in the days. Because back then, I was always in survival mode. And so I never really, nobody taught me anything. So I just basically had to learn all this, you know, all that stuff on my own. So exactly. I have the experience because I have two kids. If I was to have a baby now, I think it would be a different journey for me.
I'm going to say absolutely. Again, you are your new self too.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was intentional or unintentional, like you said before, everything was just survival mode, and that's like a different person. Like, yep. When you're hungry, you ain't.
Yeah.
What sneakers say? You're not yourself when you're hungry. Okay, so now that you're eating and you know you got a little bit of peace, you are definitely a different person for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely am. I like this person that I am. I've become. The journey has been interesting. And you said something before everything had went down about how people can get distracted on the journey. Mm-hmm. Or they'll let the journey distract them. And I could kind of see how I let that happen in my life. So to be the person that I am now, it feels good. You know what I'm saying? Because I was able to go through my process and the steps I needed to take to go through my healing. And it don't just stop. A lot of people think that it just stopped. You just stop healing after you've healed from one thing. You just stop. No, there's several things, you know, especially depending on your life and what you went through and what you experienced that you have to continue going through healing. So.
Exactly. And the thing is, once you heal from one thing, you'd be like, okay, great, amazing. Then you're like, oh shoot, but something else came with that. Like, man, now I gotta heal from that too in order to up. And then it's like, oh wait, so now I want to change careers, and now you gotta heal from the first time you had a job and then people made you feel like crap, and now you can't speak up for yourself at the job. And okay, it's just like, every time you decide to do something else, you realize
how much
work there is to do, and you got to keep it up. You now become high maintenance, and I love that for everybody who accepts that.
Yes, that high maintenance. Because I'm like, it's certain stuff I'm not accepting anymore in life, and it's because of what I've been through and what I've healed from. I'm not accepting just anything anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
And high maintenance isn't just hair and nails and shoes. It's now the standard of, one, how you're going to be treated. Two, what you treat yourself. Three, how you entertain yourself. Like, entertainment is a whole nother level that a lot of people don't want to talk about. We sit up and we watch Love and Hip Hop all day. But how in the world are you healing from anything just taking in all that negativity? I used to love Love and Hip Hop ATL.
I did too, back in the days. I ain't gonna lie, I did.
I was gonna miss one. And if I missed one, I was recording it or whatever we was doing back then, right?
Yep.
It's a rerun. I was watching on VH1.com, girl. I was a junkie. But then I was like, I love Hip Hop ATL, but I don't watch no Housewives of Atlanta. They too messy.
It'd be the same exact thing.
The nerve of me, honey. The nerve. I was like, I don't see how these women with all this money just sit up here and just be messy with each other.
Right. Why not be on trips and stuff? What are you saying? What? I don't got time for
watching these other people being messy. That was crazy.
It was very crazy.
As I started my healing journey, I no longer became interested in TV because pretty much all TV was reality shows.
Yep.
I got more into reading for entertainment versus education. And then the more you read for entertainment, the more you want to read for knowledge. Yep. And so it became a beautiful thing when you can integrate the two. And again, I say all of that to say is when we're healing, we don't think about that part. Nope. We still want to watch TV. We still want to be on Facebook. And baby, yes, I'm still on Facebook. But I'm not friends with certain people either. My timeline doesn't look like everybody else's. I don't know who got shot yesterday. I don't know old girl baby daddy and his baby mama. I don't know nothing about none of that. People have to catch me up, honey. What's that girl, Tessa, Tisa? Baby, I don't know what she had going on TikTok. Look, y'all got to give me a summary. Somebody, I can't do 52 parts now.
I tried. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm just that nosy, but I got to like 30 and I was like, man, I can't. Like I don't know if it was like something in me was just like, okay, it's I don't want to watch anymore. I don't know.
You ain't watch one part.
You good too, because the first one would have got you hooked, and then the second one probably would have got you hooked. But I just couldn't get all the way to 52. I tried. I was like, nah, I'm good. I went back to watching TV.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like other TikToks that be like, now keep scrolling for part two. No, I'm not.
And I'm not.
Put them two together, because if I accidentally watch something out of order, now I'm pissed off. I'm not going back. No.
But I'm happy that she told her story. Somebody out there need to hear. You know what I mean? I ain't even mad at that lady.
I ain't mad at her at all. I'm not watching 52 parts.
I'm not watching.
Baby, do what's best for you. And maybe that was, you know, a part
that
of her.
Baby was the best thing for her.
Yeah, she had to get that off her chest. She had to tell y'all about this man.
Girl, she said a pathological liar. When she said that, I said, oh, I married one of them. I know one of them.
Them lies weren't adding up for a long time.
It was not.
Like, man, you give me a month of lies that don't add up.
I'm gone. I'm gone.
Too many lies at one time.
I feel her, but I don't. Like, I can't relate because you got enough lies to tell me in 1 month. Nah, bro, we good. We gonna go ahead and cut this off and part ways.
This man been walking around the house talking to his brother every day, and he never put him on speakerphone.
Girl, Khadija.
Don't we all, after 32, we all talk on speakerphone now, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, and I'm not judging her. I'm just saying.
I'm not either. I swear I'm not. On everything, I'm not.
Myself, because
I'm just thinking, if I would have put myself in that situation, I would have had some other things on my mind. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and again, I done dealt with some men that be lying and they be doing stuff. But once I start inquiring too many times, my mind can't compute past no more lies. And so I'm getting upset or something. And then now I'm trying to figure out how to hurt you. And you got to go before I go to jail because I got kicked now. So, you know.
Oh my God, I can't do it.
And again, that comes with my healing journey because back in the day, baby, I used to be a people pleaser. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Oh my God, I can't really do it. But if you give me 5 minutes, I'll make a way. Or you know what? I'm tired, but let me just get up and do it because you'll do it for me. And this person ain't never did it for me. So how did I even know that?
How you come up with that?
Right, I'm making all kinds of excuses. Well, I know it was 8 o'clock in the morning and I had to be at work at 8:30, but it took me only 20 minutes to get there, and I was only 15 minutes away from work when I got there. Still making me 5 minutes late. Why would I jeopardize my job 5 minutes for somebody else?
Oh my God.
Why was I letting that man drop me off at work in my own car?
Jody?
You know what I'm saying? Like, we done been there, we done some things, and I had a hit because, girl, that was stupid. I'm at work making the money to pay for this car, and you putting the miles on it? Yeah.
Right. And probably driving other motherfuckers around in it.
And was.
Oh, my God.
And was. Now, and then let me tell you what my stupid self was doing. Girl, he get my oil changed, and he put them tires on there.
That was justification for him to drive that car around all day.
Right, wasn't that stupid?
I feel you, bro. I done had some stupid. I think we done all. I think we done all did some stupid shit.
But that's what I'm saying. The healing journey now allows us to look back at that and be like, dang, that was crazy.
That was kind of stupid.
Yeah, like, why was I, you know? And it allows you to give other women like Tessa grace because we done all been in some way, shape.
We all been through some shit. That's why when they were judging her in them comments, I'm like, y'all can't judge that lady. Like, you don't know. You stupid. Don't call that lady stupid. I mean, she done said it herself. She was stupid, but you ain't gotta rub it in for her. God, dog. Like, like, give her some grace for real. And that's some shit that we don't do for other people. It give them grace, and you would. That shit crazy.
It's crazier because as women, we be quick to give our boyfriend some grace, but we can't give our homegirl no grace.
Hell yeah, say that one.
You know, he didn't mean to, and he said he was sorry. But then your homegirl didn't answer the phone. Oh my God, you acting funny. You didn't answer the phone 2 times in a row when I called you 10 minutes ago.
Nope.
But you know that girl at home and she got 2 kids. You know that girl done got off work and her boss been getting on her nerves. And you complaining that she ain't answer the phone for you?
Yep.
Yeah, we be wild.
Wilding up real big. And you're right about that. You got to learn how to give people grace. We got to learn how to give ourselves some grace, too. That's the one thing I'm learning this year is to give myself some grace.
Oh, self-grace is definitely the big one because we are our biggest critics.
Oh, yeah.
And that's about anything. Oh, I didn't do well at my job. I didn't pass the test. I don't look good in this outfit. My hair too nappy. My teeth too this. My hands too long. My toes too fat. Like, any and everything. Like, just let it go. It is what it is. Those are your toes. You can't do nothing about it. Your hair is your hair. You can either style it, brush it. You can perm it. You can not. Like,
right.
You know, either way, it's your hair. You choose to love it or like it. Like,
That's a big fact. That's the one thing I'm learning for the 2024 is to give myself a little bit more grace.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have truly adopted the is what it is lifestyle. A lot of people don't understand it, so a lot of the times I just kind of let people do what they do. And,
right.
You know, when that conversation over with, it's just like, okay, I let them get that off their chest, and I'm back to minding my business. And the is what it is lifestyle kind of allowed me to let go of a lot of things. I used to be kind of slightly OCD, or not even OCD. I used to be controlling. If I couldn't control the situation, then it was just like I was the giant green lizard, baby. I was upset about everything. Like, why you can't do it my way? And if you do it my way, it makes sense. And then now it worked for both of us. I wasn't giving people choices. And who am I to be taking away people's choices? Like,
right.
Did I think I was some white man from Texas or something?
Yeah. That's a white man from Texas.
You know, they don't want women to do what they're supposed to do with their own body, you know.
Pretty much.
No, big white Republican or something. No shade, but shade. Yeah, so I had to let that go. Like, hey, look, I got some options. This is what I'm willing to do. This is what I'm not willing to do. You know, we can work with these two things. We might be able to compromise, but, you know, hey, if it veer off too far, I don't want it. So,
okay.
It is what it is. I want it or I don't want it. So,
and I will or I won't. That's it.
Exactly.
Either I'm going to do it or I'm not going to do it. That's it. There ain't no in between, no middleman. No, none of that.
No middleman. And I had to learn to let go of people pleasing to be a better parent.
Was that hard?
Girl, was it? Because I'm thinking I'm keeping these people around because we need people. Like, you need your uncles, you need your cousins, your mama, your grandma. You think you need these people because they have these titles. But in reality, these people are also unhealed, and they're doing things. And when you're crying about them, they're telling you to man up.
Yep. You
should be living a soft girl life. You know, you should be living life in general. But yet, what's happening is they're taking their life for the benefit of what they have going on. And then when you need some help or some assistance, they're looking at you like, why do you need help or assistance? You got it. You gave me help. You gave me assistance. Why do you need some help?
Wow.
And then now you have nothing. And so I had to realize, like, wow, I keep getting in these situations where I feel like I have nothing when I thought I had this level of support over here to the left, when there's not support there and nobody is hurting but my child.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And even my son, like at an early age, he used to be like, mommy, you know that you be helping all these people and they don't ever help you. And it's like, how you know? Like, why are you in my life so heavy?
Why is you in my life so heavy?
And full transparency became a little embarrassing. Like, dang, this 8-year-old just told me. And I feel like don't nobody see what's going on. And obviously everybody sees it because he's 8.
And he's 8.
The only one that was man enough to even tell me, like, get yourself together.
Yo. Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. I definitely have heard that before. I've heard that before
for
one of my kids.
Girl, so being that little boy's mama, I had no choice because he was on it, like on everything. And then it was like, you can't be embarrassed by it. You not doing nothing different about it.
Right.
Put them big girl drawers on it and keep it moving. So I then had choices to make, either this or that. And then it was like, well, I got to choose that because this ain't working. And, oh, my God, is this teaching my son to disrespect me?
Mm-hmm.
Or to repeat these habits that these people are doing? Yeah, nah, I ain't finna go for that.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think that people pleasing means that you... So that's why people be thinking that people pleasing, like people can take advantage of it or... And they don't care about your well-being, or they don't care about what you got going on in your life. as long as you're there to do for them. And when I came to that understanding of people pleasing, I was like, no, I ain't finna do that no more. And then I was called selfish for that.
Mm-hmm. But they're not realizing how selfish they were to take from you and not give anything back.
Yep.
If you're reciprocated, then I wouldn't have to change what I do, because I wouldn't be feeling like I'm pouring from an empty cup. I'd always be full. We are doing an even exchange. But the fact that we can't do an even exchange means I have to keep in order to have. And now you're mad because you can't just keep filling up off me for free.
Okay.
You know, you gotta sit with that. I can't sit with that.
Right. Right. Oh my goodness. Because how you expect me to keep pouring from an empty cup?
Right. And why do I want to?
Right.
And why do I want to be the empty cup? Like,
no.
No. Mm-mm. And so seeing that I don't want to be the empty cup and you want me to keep being the empty cup, that means you're trying to force me, and so now, no.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Absolutely not. Go find another cup.
Who this for? Who this for?
Okay.
It's not for me. Who this for?
I didn't sign up for this, and I'm sorry if I ever led you to believe that I did, I was at any point. Like, it's not.
How do you take that into, like, with dating?
Let me tell you, dating is still a thing that I am still healing from. Let me tell you why. When I was younger, I wasn't allowed to date. When little girls had boyfriends in middle school and stuff like that, I did not have a boyfriend. I couldn't have a boyfriend until I was like 16.
Damn.
Not one where I could like be on the phone with all day and
right.
Mom could pick me up, or we could do like little small learning to dating activities.
Right.
I didn't do that. So for a long time, I didn't really know what dating was, even though I had a lot of men in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew what, quote unquote, what I thought at that time what real men looked like, what masculine men looked like. I knew what not to accept. But at the same time, it was like, well, I don't really know what this looks like for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, at one point, girl, I had a type.
I
like the bad boys, because bad boys need love too, honey.
But bad boys are fun.
Bad boys are fun, you know. Yeah, but they don't, they definitely don't act right. They don't really know how to treat you the whole time. And they're gonna play in your face, and
most definitely.
Turn you into a side chick that, and you don't even know you're the side chick. Like, girl, so I had to release that. You know, release that. Girl, I was dating the felons and stuff. And man, listen, I don't want none of the man that could go to prison coming out of prison. If you had the prison experience, be okay on that. You know, I think I done played that out. Then I was like, you know what? Let me try the party boy, girl. The party boys, they be cheating.
They be cheating too.
Let me try the college party boy, because, you know, at least he's smart and got degrees. But what does that mean?
They be out there too. Playing on your face.
Right, girl, so the biggest lesson is they all are going to be out here playing your face until they decide that they don't want to. There's nothing you can do to force them.
Right.
You can ask them all day. They can tell you that they don't want to, but until they can actually show you, and they can say it and show you and like truly step up into that position, that's what I learned. I learned that that man that's really going to be for you, he going to apply that pressure. Mm. He going to prove his position. You're not going to have any questions about what is this, where is this going. There's not going to be any chaos. There's not going to be any misunderstandings. You're going to be fully aware as to what that is. And so what I have learned and what I am living by, the is what it is method so far, is, again, they're going to tell you exactly what it is.
Right.
Even if they might show you something different. Girl, I had a guy, and I ain't going to say his name. I think I talked to you about him one time before, but girl, he was cooking breakfast and bread for me. He wanted me to be at his house Monday through Friday. I'm driving his cars and using his debit cards and everything. But then I'd be like, yeah, babe. And he's like, I'm not your boyfriend.
Oh.
What?
But wait. Wait, what?
Right, like, this looked like a whole relationship. It looked like
relationship activities.
Full on. And then you get upset when I gotta go home.
What the hell? Sir.
We're in the middle of a business deal together that we both worked on that you brought to me.
Lord, have mercy.
What do you mean we don't, sir? We're really married based on
okay. Get you out the papers.
But because now there's confusion there, you know what? It ain't it. I gotta go. Because you're gonna keep sitting up here in my face telling me we ain't together and all we doing is together stuff, and I can be somewhere with somebody who really want to be together.
Really want to be together for real.
Now, if I had to say that I want friends with benefits, I would want it to look like that. But I wasn't there for friends with benefits. We didn't agree on that. We were supposed to be working towards something or on something. But yet you keep telling me in my face, as if I'm supposed to be okay with that, that we're not in a relationship.
Heck no.
Okay, well, now that you keep saying that, I'm getting ready to show you better than you can tell me.
That we not in a relationship. Okay. That's all relationship activities.
Girl, we're walking the dogs together. We're cleaning your house together. I unfolded the linen in your linen closet.
No.
What else do you want?
Oh, no.
Right.
See, I don't think I could have dealt with that. We either in a relationship or we're not.
Okay. So when it comes to it is what it is, there's no confusion about it. There's no need for a gray area. It's either black or it's white. And so that's how I can say that I have currently applied that potentially to relationships. I am currently in a relationship. And sometimes I'm still not sure because, hey, I'm still a work in progress. I could potentially be the cause of hurting this man or something. I can't tell you. He would have to tell you that part.
Right.
But I do what I can, you know.
You walked into this relationship different, with a different mindset, though.
Absolutely. And I did.
That's
I accepted this relationship for different reasons. You know, before, I want a man with the money. I want him to do this. You got to have a car. You got, again, that goes back to wanting them bad boys, because baby, them bad boys be selling drugs and they get money real fast. You know, money in a quick time, you know. So I was okay with that back then. I was young and dumb, not realizing the consequences that came with that, the repercussions that came with that, also trying to be the ride or die, baby. I don't want a dynamo.
I don't. I am done. No, thank you.
The dying is done, okay? That's dead.
Don't want to be a ride or die no more. No, thank you. I done died enough. Somebody made a TikTok video like that. Some lady had made a TikTok video talking about, I done died enough. I ain't want to die no more. Like...
I done rode and I done died. I done rode and I done died. Baby, it's Christ, it gets old.
I'm done. No, thank you. We're not doing that no more.
Okay. Not doing it. I ain't going to do it. Come on now. Have somebody.
Just to have somebody.
Okay. And that, no. Because, hey, now, again, no longer people pleasing. I got to have me. And the only people that are entitled to me are my children.
That part.
Because that is what it is. They were birthed to me. I am the only person in this world that they are absolutely positively connected to. Yes, they have DNA from their father, but they literally had an umbilical cord and a placenta growing inside of my body, creating an actual connection. I am the only person that is responsible for that, that can hold that title. So yes, I am entitled. They are entitled to me. So if I'm riding or dying, it's just for these people. These two people.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Only two.
So now I need men that have that same mindset. How do you feel about kids? How do you feel about your kid's mother? So if you're coming over here talking about your baby mama and, oh, that bitch crazy. Because why she crazy? She won't let me see my kids. Well, did you go to court? What did you do? Why she take them away? Because I don't know no woman that said, yeah, girl, I'm going to just go out here and be a single mama. I don't care what he doing. I don't know nobody that got pregnant. Like,
Did not wake up. Say, I just want to be a single mother.
When it's over, I'm going to just take the baby from him. I don't know not one person.
It's crazy. I don't either.
I do also understand that there may be scenarios, women that don't want to be with men and they have IVFs or whatever, but we ain't talking about them. We're talking about these men that got these quote unquote baby mamas that won't let them see their kids. Sir,
what did you do?
What did you do? Yeah, if you didn't do nothing, what efforts did you take to really step up and be a daddy? Because, baby, I'm a mama, and every day I'm a mama.
Okay,
and everything that I do, I'm a mama.
And no big old body, you ain't a mama.
Some days you just not a daddy and you okay with it.
I don't even see how that's possible.
Okay, right. So, yep, nope, can't be in no relationship with you.
Nope. No, thank you. I'm good on it.
Because you're also not going to come over here playing in my kid's face.
Girl. My ex was like that. He didn't want to be no father figure to my son. I was like, I want to go at you to be a father figure to my child. You ain't even being one to your own child. Like, you know, that's what we're not going to do.
Which is why we just simply can't be. It is what it is. Yeah. You can't be. We can't be.
We can't be, baby. Yeah, well, this whole dating thing now is... I don't know. It's just a lot. It'd be a lot. I'd be looking at dudes that don't got kids, and I'm like, I don't think that you would understand. I don't think you would understand what it's like to be a parent because you don't have any kids. So you wouldn't understand when I say, no, my kids come first. Like, you're not going to understand that. You know what I'm saying? And that might be something I got to work on and grow to understand. But I can't see myself being with somebody who don't got kids, because how can you understand?
I don't think it's something that you have to grow and work on. I think you need a perspective shift. I think there's more information that you have to collect before you make that inference, right? So right. If he doesn't have kids, it doesn't mean that he don't understand. That you have to ask him, well, why don't you have kids? What are your thoughts on kids? How do you feel about women with kids? What is your relationship with your mother? Now, if he starts saying goofy stuff, then yeah, But now if he's saying, well, hey, you know, I'm just particular about who I want to have kids with. I actually do kids. You know, I'm a great uncle. I spend a lot of time with my nieces and nephews. And, you know, you have to check his mindset. It's not just only he doesn't have kids. But why doesn't he have kids? Or why didn't that relationship work out with the woman that he does have kids with? Right. Like, you know, you just got to make a better inference. You got to set up that thesis before you test out the theory. But,
sure.
You know, I have a male best friend. He wants kids so bad. He's a goddaddy to almost all of his friends' kids. He's amazing with the kids, but he doesn't have any on his own. And his reason being is, I want to make sure it's right. I don't want to just have kids with just anybody. I don't want my kids to be in an environment where me and their mom don't get along. Right. I don't want my kids to just be in an environment that I don't get up, that I don't agree with because I didn't pick the right woman. I don't want to be in a situation where I was thinking with the wrong head and now I got I've brought another person into it as being kids. So, you know, again, probing questions will bring you to that. And men, don't be listening to this podcast and start just repeating what I said just to be getting women either. We can still tell
okay. okay. Okay.
You'll tell the difference.
I guess that's where that comes into, where I'm seeing this thing where people are saying you should vet the person before you date them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. Vet the person before you date them.
Exactly. You gotta ask more questions.
A lot more questions. We just be jumping into relationships and all kinds of stuff. I'm definitely one that jumped into a relationship at one point. So,
man, and listen, you know what? And I can't even really say, you know, don't do that either, because again, sometimes experiencing a person is the best way to vet them. I need to see what your day-to-day is like. I need to see your daily routine. I need to see how you cook and clean. I need to see how you talk to your mom. I need to see what you do with your kids. Like, it just, there's different strokes for different folks. Okay. There's different ways to do all of these things that we're saying do.
True.
Because again, there's different love language. You might like the flowers and candies and this and that. Flowers ain't my first thing. Do I appreciate them? Yes. But am I going to be like, oh, babe, bring me flowers every day? Nah, man, because they're going to die.
Mm-mm.
I don't have a green thumb just yet. Is that something I'm working on? Yes. But I don't have a green thumb right now. The flowers going to die. Don't bring me flowers. Bring me perfume, though. Bring me a burger.
Okay. Some wings.
I eat on a regular basis. Feed me, you know. They say the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Same for me, nigga. I like to eat. Whether I'm big or small, I like eating all the time.
Give me some wings. I'll take the wings. 6-piece flat.
Can your mama cook? Okay, because if she can't, I'm leaving. We can't be with it. You're not inviting me over here for Thanksgiving, and I gotta hide my plate.
Okay.
It's enough. Your whole family can cook. Somebody in this family need to be able to cook. If you invite me to Christmas dinner, mm-hmm. I need to be able to eat the macaroni and cheese. I have a way of not being able to not eat macaroni and cheese, even if it looked nasty. I'm still gonna taste it.
Okay.
Because I just really love macaroni and cheese. Now, if it looks real horrible, then yeah, nah. And then your people are going to be upset on me because my face going to say, ew, what kind? What is this?
Okay. Face don't tell on you.
I ain't going to be able to hide it. And by that time, my mouth might be saying, hey, excuse me, who cooked the macaroni and cheese? Did you put eggs in here or no? Like, what's the process? What kind of cheese is this? Is this Velveeta? Mm-mm, I don't eat that.
Velveeta.
I don't eat that. This came in a blue box? Nope. Damn. This ain't the kind of macaroni and cheese we have at home.
Blue box.
Yeah, girl. No, we make a casserole. Nope, it's not on the stove. I'm going to be done explain how to cook macaroni and cheese before I leave, though.
That is too funny.
That is a hard stop for me. If your family cannot cook, I'm not cooking.
Not coming over for dinner. Can't mm-hmm. even do it. I can't even do it.
Mm. No, I'm not coming to the relationship. Forget dental.
Oh, damn. It's a hard relationship.
Yeah, because that means that's what you're used to.
Damn.
That also means that I'm not going to be a good fit for your family because I'm going to always be criticizing the food. Who liked their food? Nobody. They gonna be calling me bougie because I'm always bringing the macaroni and cheese and it look real good. Oh, she thinks she all that because she used 4 different cheeses. Don't nobody care.
Oh, No.
Right. Yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
I mean, think I'm all that because I'm Jesus.
With the sometimes. 5 different cheeses, huh?
Okay. Sometimes it might have Gouda. Shut up.
Oh, fancy.
Real fancy. Okay. Baby, what's in these greens? What? You didn't chop them up, right? You just put the whole leaf in there?
Not the whole leaf. Right. No, not the whole leaf.
Yeah, no, you gotta roll them up and slice it.
You have to cut them up. Yeah, what the hell?
Okay, your food is good, and it gets even better when it's presentable because you put a little love in it. Why did you throw all these leaves in here?
You're just going to be critiquing the hell out of me.
So I cannot show up to the relationship. We're done. And then you're going to be telling me, oh, you spent too much money on butter. Why you got to do Lando Lakes when you can get this bucket? Bro, get out of here. See, go home to your mama. Mm-hmm.
Go home to your mama.
Are you somebody that's going to cook with that bucket? That's not me.
I am not. I can't.
I'm not showing up to the relationship if your family cannot cook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Yeah. So we gotta start knowing what our hard stops are too. You know, some things you can bend on. Your family not being able to cook, I can't bend on that.
You can't bend on that.
Mm-mm. Oh, and then you know, also my son is a junior chef. I really can't.
Oh yeah, that is right.
Okay.
And they cooking. He be cooking up something too.
And you know he gonna be like, nope. Let's go home.
Not gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen.
Right. And so now that means me and my child in an uncomfortable situation where we might have to shoot our way out because people get sensitive about their food.
We don't even want them problems. We're not even gonna go through them problems.
Exactly.
That's just way too much. We're not even doing it.
Right. And he'd probably be like, well, what if we eat out all the time? Still no, because at some point they want a family gathering.
I'm done. Done with you, yo.
Right, yeah.
Oh, no. My God. Man, yo, I appreciate you coming on today. I really do. We had a good conversation, talk about life. Life be life, and because it do, like life be life, and sometimes, and I'm just learning to take it, you know, a day at a time. Don't try to rush stuff, don't try to have anxiety over things, you know, just breathe in and take it for what it is. So, I like what you said, it is what it is. I think I'm about to be on one of those, it is what it is at this point,
of course.
Man, what you gonna do? What can you do to change it?
I mean, it's either you can change it or you can't, and you find another option, right? Like,
true story. Yep.
It is what it is. Well, I can't. Yes or no, left or right. It literally is what it is. Up or down, like.
That's it. Black or white.
Right.
What's the thought? Sounds like the baby done went back to the baby went to sleep.
Yes, yeah, she did go back to sleep.
She got her little milk and went back to sleep.
Okay, yeah, she just be using me. That's what she do. She do, but I've accepted it. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I'm the only food source, so yeah.
When you gonna stop putting on getting her some solid foods? I mean, she's still in her. She ain't even 3 months yet, so never mind. I'm moving too fast. Right.
So solid foods, we'll probably start introducing them about 4 or 5 months. 4 months, I think I want to start introducing her to flavors. 5 months, you know, maybe a little cereal in a bottle or something. Okay. 6 months, she should be able to be eating off a spoon by that time. So
that's what's up.
But whole time, I'm still going to choose breast milk. This month coming, I'll start pumping and being able to give her the bottle more. But I wanted to make sure that we are in sync enough to make sure that I produce enough milk for her. Right. We, as a people, have this understanding that the more you pump, the more milk you have. But the genius of the human body is, because your baby comes from you, your baby produces the signal as to what your body should be doing. And we just have to be patient enough to allow that. So that's the journey we've been on for the last two almost 3 months. And so I think we can now expand to another part of that journey in the up and coming month.
Nice. That's what's up, yo. I love this for you. I'm really excited.
Thank you. I'm glad you're a part of it.
We're really excited about that. Well, I am. Well, I don't know. We did real good. We got like 1 hour and 15 minutes. I think we did pretty awesome.
I think we can actually expand this and pick it back up next week with Life Be Life. And there's so many different subtopics that can go with that.
Facts. I am down with that. If you are, we can definitely pick this back up next week.
Bet.
I am going to end this recording. Okay, so thank you for joining in on today's topic, Khadijah. You are awesome, as always. And if you have any business shout-out, you know you can shout those out.
Oh, appreciate that. Okay, bet. Right now, True Tax of Charlotte. That is me right now. Come get your taxes prepared. I specialize in self-employment, entrepreneurs, any 1099 workers. Baby, bring it here. Let me show you how to get your money back from all year. Of course, people that have dependents and more, I can do those as well. Also, shout out to Blue Faces Money House, which is an online gambling room, online fish tables. If you are familiar with that, get the slots, fish tables, jackpot tables. Come join. Text 980-288-8671 and just say play now, and we'll go ahead and get your account set up. There's so many other things that I do, but those two right now are the only thing that I'm pushing in heavy rotation. I am also a mobile notary, so if you need documents and things like that, stamped, signed, sealed, delivered, I am your girl. And thank you, Octavia, for that opportunity. I'm definitely happy to be here tonight. Any other time that you'd like to invite me to your show, I'll be happy to show up.
Most definitely. And you have a good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.